truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Well, well, well. Common sense prevails? No, 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 no. Say it ain't so. Common sense is actually prevailing? Idaho signs transgender transformers. More than meets the eyes. What do you say, transformers? What is in your pants? Bathroom ban. Schools faces $5,000 fine per infraction. Love it, love it, love it. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Stay out the girls' bathroom. Sing with me. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Stay out the girl bathroom. One more time. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Stay out the girl bathrooms. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill this week banning transformers. More than meets the eyes. Students in the state from using public school bathrooms that do not align with their keyword biological sex, becoming the latest Republican state to take action against one of America's most contentious culture war issues. It shouldn't be. It's their abomination. Under Senate Bill 1100, from July 1st, public schools in the state will be required to provide separate facilities for male and female students, including bathrooms, lockers, rooms, showers, dressing areas, and overnight accommodations. There are real and inherent physical differences between men and women, the bill states. Of course it does. Of course it's true. Every person has a natural right to privacy and safety in restrooms and changing facilities where such person might be in a partial or full state of undress in the presence of others. This natural right especially applies to students using public school restrooms and changing facilities where student privacy and safety is essential to providing a safe learning environment for all students. Requiring students to share restrooms and changing facilities with members of the opposite biological sex generates potential embarrassment, shame, and psychological injuries to students, as well as increasing the likelihood of sexual assault, molestation, rape, and so on. I agree. Continues, providing separate public school room restrooms and changing facilities for the different biological sexes is a long-standing and widespread practice protected by law, federal law, state law, and case law. Federal legislative action, federal executive action, and federal court judgments that prevent public schools from maintaining separate restrooms and changing facilities for different biological sexes are inconsistent with the United States Constitution and violate the privacy and safety rights of students. A statewide policy ensuring separate school restrooms and changing facilities on the basis of biological sex is subsequently related to the important governmental interest in protecting the privacy and safety of all students. Under the legislation, students will have the right to seek financial compensation if schools in Idaho allow individuals of the opposite gender to use sex-specific facilities or do not take appropriate measures to prevent such use. If successful in their lawsuit, students can receive $5,000 for each instance in which they witness an individual of the opposite sex in these facilities or sleeping quarters. Na 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 na. Money, hey, how does the song go? Money, 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 money. Ooh, oh, money, hey, hey, oh, money, 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 hey, 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 money. Republican State Representative Ted Hill, who sponsored the bill, told CNN the legislation would bring peace within the school system and allow students to focus on their education instead. The most important part of the legislation was to recognize the rights of everyone, Hill wrote. Recognize the rights for young girls to be safe. That's young girls to be safe. I said young girls to be safe and secure in a place where they are most vulnerable. Same for the boys, to be safe and secure where they are most vulnerable. And the rights for everyone else to be safe, secure. I like he didn't say, and the Transformers, more than meets the eye. He just said everyone else to be safe and comfortable in a place where they are most vulnerable. Meanwhile, the human rights campaign, the most prominent LGBT campaign group in the U.S., said the bill would deprive the LGBT people of dignity and respect. What about keeping them out, keeping the young girls out of danger, you fools? Unfortunately, the bills that Governor Little is signing into law will make life harder on the LGBTQ. So I guess you don't care about little girls making life easier for them, where they have to see someone with an elephant trunk in the bathroom there. Across the state, the group's state legislative director and senior counsel, Catherine Oakley, said in a statement, "These bills will not accomplish anything other than to further alienate and stigmatize those already on the margins of life in the state." Speaking of which, I'll be doing a story probably on Swell. We'll see. But the cases of suicide and Transformers rocket high. And are we shocked by this? Major regrets going on there, people. Major regrets. So we'll see. I might do it here, but most likely it'll be on Swell. You can see on your screen. If you're listening to this, just pull out your Smarty Pants phone and get Swell and follow at REHDOGG. It's going to be an interesting story. But similar bills were passed in Iowa and Arkansas last week as Republican-controlled states seek to crack down on the explosion of Transformers, identification, and activism over the past decade. In an analysis released late last year, Reuters found that 2021, around 42,000 minors across the United States received a diagnosis of gender dysphoria, nearly triple the number in 2017. So there you go, and now you know. It's about time common sense prevail. It's about time.
Come on, people, let's go.